Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Psalm 24. The Bible says in Psalm 24, starting with verse 1, "The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and all those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in the holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for all that has taken place. God, now as we look at your word, open up our hearts to understand your word for us this morning. We give you praise, honor, and glory. For it's Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Every Memorial Day we come to honor those who have given their lives for the country. Reminds me of a story of a little boy who was walking down the hall, and the pictures of all the past ones that lost their lives in the service were on the wall, and the little boy said, "Mama, what are all those pictures?" And she says, "Son, those are pictures of family members of our church that have died in service." And he looked strange and said, "A.M. or P.M.?" You never think of Christians as being those soldiers. But you know, we are soldiers. The Bible calls us soldiers of the Lord. And we're fighting for the Lord in the war that goes on. You see, Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:3, he said this, "Endure hardship as a soldier of Jesus Christ." Timothy, I want you to endure. Have you ever thought about Jesus Christ as a soldier? The Bible says here, he's a soldier. He's from heaven on assignment from his Father, the territory, from God down to the earth. Jesus Christ serves, and he died upon Calvary's hill, and he's a conqueror. Today we celebrate Memorial Day of the ones that have died in our service for our loved ones, but yet we celebrate our Lord and Savior because he died upon the cross of Calvary that you and I might have life. And I want us to think about Jesus Christ as a soldier this morning. First of all, I want you to look and just think about the Bible and the demons that Jesus Christ attacked. The Bible says that in Luke 4, verse 18, that there was a demonic man that came with a demon, and Jesus spoke to the demon and cast him out of that man. There was a war raging in that man's life. He had the demons upon him. He had served Satan, and they had his life bound. The Old Testament talks about our Lord and Savior coming as a military Messiah in Psalm 24, verse 8. It says, "Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." And when Jesus Christ came to earth, people were looking for a military Savior, one who's mighty and would topple Caesar and literally bathe the country in the Roman blood. They were looking for a military man, mighty Savior, mighty to defeat Rome. And Jesus told them, my kingdom's not of this earth. My kingdom is in heaven. And he attacked things like the greedy. He attacked those that were prejudiced. He attacked those that were prideful. He attacked those that were living in hypocrisy. Those are the things that Christ did battle with. And he did this battle on a spiritual level. And the Bible says the people rejected him and despised him. You see, Jesus Christ was a soldier. But Jesus went deeper in fighting the sin on a different level than what man ever thought about. He attacked Satan. He attacked the demonic powers headed up by Satan. And Paul says over in Ephesians chapter 6, we are not fighting against human forces. Oh, we know how to fight against human forces, don't we? We've got all kinds of equipment nowadays. I was watching an article. I like to watch articles on our army and the beginning of the aircraft carrier, how it all came about, and now how they fight a war against people by pushing a button and the missiles take off. It's no longer in the trenches like it had been for so long. But we are not fighting a war against human forces. In the Christian service, we are fighting against spiritual wickedness. Wickedness that are rulers and powers and authorities of the dark age. We are fighting against the devil and all of his demons. And Jesus fought this same battle, and the forces of hell were against him. And when he came, the demonic activity just began to appear more and more, because now the war was raging here upon earth. And Jesus Christ battled Satan. His assignment as heaven's soldier was to never sin. His assignment as heaven's soldier was to live a sinless life and offer up his life that we might live. He offered up a sacrificial death. And upon Calvary's cross, he won the victory, the Bible says. At Calvary, he won that victory, and he cried, it is finished. I have done what the Father sent me to do. The battle is over. I have won. Satan knew he was defeated. Boy, I tell you what, Paul said, on that cross, Jesus Christ not only freed himself from the powers of spiritual darkness, the rulers and authorities, he made a public display or spectacle. And then by leading the captivities in a procession of victory, and on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ defeated Satan, the devil, all of that, and won the right to every human heart here today. And Jesus Christ says, because I was a soldier, because I did what the Father has sent me to do, whosoever shall call on me shall be saved. Isn't that so wonderful that he died for us? He gave his life for us. Now, when we think about the soldiers, and we always think about our loved ones that have lost their lives in battle, we prayed a while ago, we had them stand, we honored them. Let me tell you, I honor them because they gave of their family. Their family made a commitment. Their child maybe didn't get to come home. I had several uncles that have died in the war. They didn't get to come home. Grandmother didn't get to raise them. They gave their life for their country, and she was proud that she had boys that went overseas and gave their life. Oh, we ought to honor them. We ought to do everything we can to keep the memory of those people alive. But let me tell you something. We ought to honor Jesus Christ even more, because he gave us eternal life. If we would just call upon his name and ask him to come into our life, He defeated Satan for us. We could not do that. Someone says, do you really believe, preacher, in demonic powers? Of course I believe in demonic powers. How else can you explain the awful depths of sin that it took to crucify someone on the cross of Calvary? How else can you think about a mother that would torture her child to death? Thousands of people, innocent children murdered every day. The cross of Calvary shows us how awful man's sin is. There's agony, the Bible says, in the cross. When Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, praise God, he was nailed there for our victory. He was nailed there when Christ conquered sin and won the war against the devil and the evil forces. The Bible says, who may ascend to the hill of the Lord? Think about that. Who can ascend to the hill of the Lord? Or who can stand in the holy place? Who can do that? It says, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. I don't know about you, but that leaves me out. I couldn't do that. Could you? In all honesty, you cannot do that either. For the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means you and I have no chance to ascend to the holy hill. We don't have a pure heart. We are deceitful in our lives. But thank God Jesus Christ did. He won the battle. He won the victory on the cross. And verse 7 of Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. There's a song that says this. There's a line that is drawn through the ages. On that line stands an old rugged cross. On one side is the devil and evil. On the other side is God and his Son. I picture the cross of Calvary. I picture the cross of Calvary like this. And on that cross, Jesus Christ died. And over here is God. Over here is evil and sin. And the only and man. And the only way we can get to God is by the cross of Calvary. Through Jesus Christ. Through his precious blood, we can come to God. Whosoever this morning means you. If you're sitting there and you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to come. You need to come and receive Christ this morning as your Lord and Savior. I don't know how your life is, but God knows. I don't know if you've ever accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but God knows. We sing a song last week, or the choir did. Is your name written in the book? Is your name in the book of life? People tell me all the time, well, preacher, I just don't know. Well, I do. I know because the Bible says he has written these things that ye may know. And if you don't know, it's probably not there. If you're having all kinds of doubts, it's probably because you've never been saved. Either that or you've got sin in your life and you need to get it out. You need to come to Christ and let Christ forgive you of your sin. Oh, he's willing to forgive you. But you've got to come to him. You've got to ask him to forgive you. You see, he wants to forgive you this morning. And people always say, well, preacher, you don't know what I've done. Well, I know one thing. God knows what you've done. And he says, whosoever, that means you. Whosoever shall call, that means you could ask him, you shall be saved. It doesn't say you might be saved. No, it says you shall be saved because he fought the battle on the cross and he defeated the devil and his demons there up on the cross. And he says, whosoever will now may come. But you know, it doesn't stop there, does it? He fought the battle. He fought the battle. When a soldier joins the army or whatever force he goes into, he's got a duty to do. He is joining for to support his country. Christ came. He defeated Satan. He came. He was under attack, but he did his duty. In Luke 22, verse 42, if I can find that real quick. I know where it's located. It's located in the Bible. Luke 22. Brother, you never can turn these pages quick enough. Brother Bill was telling, he goes over the Bible every week, and I'm thinking, those kids are learning the Old Testament. The Old Testament, as he repeats those. Luke 22, look at what it says in verse 42. It says this, saying, Father, if it's your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Now let me tell you, soldiers do their duty. The duty of Christ was to go to the cross, was to die on the cross, that we might have life. In Gethsemane, when Jesus was there and he faced crucifixion, he said, Father, if there be some other way, take this cross from me, or this cup from me. But nevertheless, I want to do what you would have me to do. That's a good soldier, isn't it? You see, heaven's soldier is saying, mine is not the reason why. Mine is but to do or die. He did his duty like a good soldier would. He went all the way to the cross. Oh, he could have called 10,000 angels. He didn't have to die, but he did it for you and I, that we might have life, because he knew there was no other way that you could get to heaven. There was no other way to have eternal life. All these people say, oh, there's a lot of ways you can get to heaven. If there was some other way, God wouldn't have sent his son to die. No, that was the only way. He had to pay a price. The demons he attacked, the duty he did, and then the danger he faced. You see, soldiers face danger every day. It was no different with our Lord and Savior. In the Garden of Eden, when God pronounced judgment upon Satan, he said this, you will bruise his heel, but he will crush your head. Everywhere God's people go, there's a battle going on. When God's people were in Egypt, Satan used Pharaoh to kill every firstborn man child. He thought, well, if I kill every firstborn man child, I will wipe out God's seed. God saved man through a little baby named Moses. Through faith with his parents, he saved man. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, old Herod said, well, I'll get him this time. We'll kill every male-born child. But God foiled his plot to kill Jesus Christ. The war was won. And the soldier of Christ was offered up on Calvary a perfect life. Satan must have thought, oh, I've got him now. But that's not the end of the story. That was the end of Christ's salvation when he said, Father, I've done everything you've asked me to do. It is finished. It's finished. On the third day, he rose from the grave. The descendants he has the battle is described over in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17 of the descendants he has. Listen to this passage of scripture. You don't have to turn there. If you want to turn later, it's Revelation chapter 12. You can remember that. The battle is described. It says this: a glorious woman, the people of God, gave birth to a male child, Jesus Christ. The blood red dragon, that's Satan and his forces, stood ready to devour the child when it was born. But the child would rule the nations, was caught up to heaven, the ascension. And the woman fled into the desert, and the devil went after her. And we read, this dragon went off to make war against her descendants, those who obey God's command. That is where you and I come in, my dear friend. This is where we're in the battle. You see, the war has been won. When Jesus died and rose again, he said, it is finished. Old Satan has lost the battle, but you know what? You and I are caught up in it. We live every single day in a war. The devil, when you trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, he knows he can't get you, so he wants to ruin your testimony. One of the greatest battles of any war was in France on D-Day. You've watched it on television. We've honored that. You'll see it probably this year again on television. The doors are the doom of the German army was sealed and certain on that day. On the cross, Satan's doom was sealed and certain. But now he lashes out at you and I. He lashes out at every one of God's children. And we must fight the battle every day on the way to heaven's shore. Some days we lose. Some days we fall. Some days we trip and stumble. But the battle is won. We don't lose our salvation. Oh, we can lose our testimony. Let me encourage you to live your life for Christ. The first battle is salvation. You must come and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you want to get into war, if you want to be a soldier for the Lord, you must come to salvation. Let me ask you this morning, you're sitting there, who owns your soul? Have you given it to Christ? Or does the devil still own you? If you let him win, if you do not trust Christ as your Lord and Savior, the victory at Calvary means absolutely nothing to you. You will die in your sin, and you will spend an eternity in a place called hell because you refused Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You refused what he did at Calvary for you. It means nothing to you because you must accept it by faith. It is though it never happened because you live as though it never happened. Do you want to live that way? The Bible says broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are on that road. But narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. You have a choice this morning. You can come to Christ. You can accept what Christ did on Calvary for your life, and you can win with Christ. And the second battle is sanctification. When Satan loses us, man, let me tell you something. He don't give up. He don't give up. He wages a war within us. Paul knew about it. He spoke in Galatians 14 through 19. He tries to get us, man, to tolerate sin. And I think that's what's happened today in our churches. We just tolerate sin. But let me tell you something. We can never tolerate sin. God, help us all to know that there is a war going on, and you're in it if you're a soldier of Christ. Moses fought it. He knew all about it. David fought it. The Son of God fought it. Paul fought it. And you and I this morning are called to fight the war every day. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by His word. You see, folks, Christ fought a battle with Satan. He won the battle. He endured. He did His duty. Today, you and I have a choice. We can get in on the battle in salvation and sanctification, or we can choose to sit by and idly let the world go by. But there is a judgment day coming. For those who are in Christ, it is finished. It's finished. There's a song that says, it is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The victory's been won. It is finished. The end of the conflict, it is finished, and Jesus is Lord. Is He Lord in your life today? Is He Lord in your life today? If He's not, would you come for salvation? Saying, preacher, I realize I'm lost. I realize I don't know if I'm saved. I want to get it right today. I want to trust Christ today. I want to nail it down today, so that I can have eternal life, so that I can get in on the battle. Had a guy tell me one day, well, Satan don't bother me. I said, you're probably his. Think about it. There's a lot of truth there. He don't bother you if you're not doing nothing for him or against him. But you get in the battle. You be a soldier for the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your blessings. We thank You, Lord, that we're called to be a soldier. We're called to give our lives for You. And Lord, may we do just that. May we live every day according to Your will. Forgive us, Lord, where we fall short. Forgive us where we sin. Lord, pick us back up. Get us going again as a church, as an individual, as a country. We give You praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. If you need